Big day for a friend of the show. Today is Michael W. Smith's birthday, and this gentleman wanted to stop by and help us celebrate. So let's open the door and say hello once again to the generic youth minister. Yeah, hey.
How are you guys doing?
Hi, generic youth minister. How are you?
I'm doing so good. I'm just feeling great.
Mm-hmm. Are you?
Yeah, I was out there in like y'all's green room, but it ain't green or something. I don't know what color it is. It's like pewter, maybe.
Yeah,
but I was out there and I was listening to you guys, and y'all were talking about tiny houses.
Yeah.
I used to live in one of those tiny houses.
Did you really?
I did. You know, it was not fun. I tell you, I'm not materialistic or something. So, right. You know, I was going to live in this tiny house, and I got to tell you, I hardly had a place to stack all my Bibles.
Oh, yeah. There's not much room in those things.
I barely had room to pray. That was a joke that I used to say to people a lot of times. Yeah, I had a number two in a tumbler. Dump it out in, like, the flower box before
gross.
I passed out all the time.
That's disgusting.
But anyway, I do not recommend the tiny house, you know. Why not just find a friend, you know, like a prayer partner or something like that, and then you could get like an apartment together or something like that instead of like a tiny house.
Okay. Sound advice.
You know, but the thing is that we have to remember is that in our Father's house, there are many mansions.
There's plenty of room.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
there's
God
for everybody.
Lives in like a, I don't know, like a 12-bedroom, 46,000 bathroom. I don't know the dimensions. Like, you know, theologians, they debate that,
right?
How big it is.
Uh-huh.
But one day we're all going to live in a big old house with each other.
Yes.
Okay.
That'll be nice.
In the sky.
Okay. Sounds good.
So what's up with you?
There is so much going on with me. I tell you what, there's OU's playing somebody big, I know, in town this weekend.
Texas.
I can't remember.
Texas.
No, I don't think it's Texas.
No, it is.
It's Texas.
It's one of those colleges. Anyway.
It's the annual Texas OU game. It's a big deal.
So what we're going to do for that is we're taking our youth group out to Chuck E. Cheese.
That
for
sounds like
Oklahoma,
a
Texas weekend?
For Oklahoma. I don't think it's Texas. It's one of those teams. But anyway, yeah, we're going to go to Chuck E. Cheese, and for dessert, we're going to KFC.
For dessert?
They have like a peanut butter pie or something. Okay. Anyway, and our, get this, 2 weeks from now, mark this down. You have your Palm Pilot? Okay. 2 weeks from now, our singles group is going to Clive Warner Park in downtown
Clive
Dallas.
Warren?
All
Clive
the way
Warren.
In downtown Dallas. And honey, you wouldn't believe how excited everybody is.
Yeah, I bet. It's Clive Warren, actually.
We feel like we're the president or the Shardakians or something. And we're going down there. We're going to have fun. It's going to be so cool. We're going to take potato chips and some chutes and ladders or I don't know what board games.
I think they'll have games down there for
but
you.
But we're going
to
have that. And, you know, we're going to show our singles that you can have a good time and not drink.
Okay.
You don't have to have that salvation that comes in a bottle.
There
you
go.
No,
I think that's a great message.
True salvation only comes from like that 12-bedroom place that has like 46,000 bathrooms or something.
Or heaven,
up there.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need the demon water to hold a girl's hand or to tell a gentleman caller that you find him fetching.
Good Lord.
Can I make a few announcements from the bulletin before we head out of here?
Yeah, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I want to make first announcement is happy birthday to Michael W. Smith.
Yes.
Yes.
Big day for you.
Do you know he is like the greatest singer / vocalist that I've ever heard. I love him so much. And guess what? I met him once.
You did?
I sure
did.
Wow,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, Taylor's book. He was doing a book signing, and I went up there, and I had him sign my Squire Stratocaster.
Yeah, that's great.
I have.
That's great.
I've never learned to play it, but I still have it hanging on my wall in my what's left of my tiny house. But, okay, and then also we need some more volunteers for the worship committee. We're about three down on that.
Okay.
And the ceiling in the fellowship hall still has a leak, so, you know, the AC on the roof gave about 12 of our seniors Legionnaires' disease, so
oh,
we're dealing
gosh.
With that, you know. So we need patching that. So we still haven't rescheduled the ice cream social or the pancake breakfast, and our pastor search isn't going so well.
Oh, you're getting a new pastor,
we're just having a hard time of it, George.
Are you?
Just such a hard time of it. Yeah, but finding a minister, it's just hard finding one that passes the background check, to be quite honest
with you. Oh, my gosh.
I know. We're going to have to, like, adjust our requirements or something, you know, maybe move it a little bit beyond misdemeanor, you know, to let you in. But the guy, we did find this guy who was from small town Texas. He ran, like, a cowboy church. You know what that is?
Yeah,
a church.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. He was good with the Lord. And he was an excellent preacher, but and when you could hear the good word through the thick drawl, he was a good preacher. But he didn't have a car, and we didn't have a stable, so we had to part ways. So we're looking for a preacher, and you know, Craig, I think you would be a fantastic.
Yeah, no, I'm.
He's not really qualified.
I'm really busy these days, and
doing what?
Well, I've got a lot
of... What are you doing that you can't come to church every Sunday and just say a few words?
Well, weekends are tough.
Because? Why?
Football.
Because you're not going to church.
I got a lot of work to do.
What work do you have to do? I'll come and pick you up.
Well, I got to watch football games, so I can't really be, you know, taking long road trips, anything
kicks.
Like that. Baseball playoffs now.
Craig, one of these days when you're breathing your last,
mm-hmm.
as you bleed out from the gunshot wound...
Whoa.
You're going to wish you had spent more of those Sundays in church.
You may be right.
And a little bit less on your couch using the cushion as a muffler.
You may be right about that.
Happy birthday to Michael W. Smith.
Hey, okay. can I ask you a quick question?
No,
really,
don't
I really
ask
need
him.
To get going.
Are you, never mind. Never mind.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay. All right. We'll see you later, generic youth minister. There he goes. In harmony. All right, it's 8:47 on the